This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Wetz. I hope that you're okay and that you're well today. Out of the US came the tragic story of a 90-year-old man named Adolf Steck, S-T-E-C. No one took much notice of Adolf. He lived alone. He kept to himself. Fairly private person. But he was gone. Nobody seemed to know or particularly care. Someone did occasionally come and mow his lawn. And they did that because they didn't want the weeds overtaking his yard and didn't, you know, they just didn't look well for the place and the neighbours. So they come over, they mow the lawn, and they go back home. They cared about the lawn, but they didn't care about Adolf Steck. And who would with a name like that? Well, somebody cared that his bills were not being paid. So one by one, his utilities were shut off. There was his electricity, his gas, his water. These were all disconnected. These people, they cared that the bills were not being paid. They didn't seem to care that he wasn't there. And of course, they cared when he fell behind on his mortgage payments. In fact, the house was seized and sold at auction. They cared about the mortgage, but they didn't care about poor old Adolf. Nobody cared. You know, until 4 years later, this is true, someone finally entered his house and discovered the remains of an old man who died 4 years ago, sitting in his recliner. And the newspaper beside him on the floor indicated that he had been dead for 4 years. Adolf Steck had lived for 90 years, and when he died, nobody seemed to care. As I said, this is a true story. It's a shocking and tragic story at that. A man died without anyone really knowing or caring, a human being whose life mattered, and no one seemed to miss him. It seems to highlight to me that we all want to live lives that matter. We want to be missed when we're gone. We want to leave a mark on this world of some kind. We hope that somehow we have made an impression in life. How sad to live 90 or 100 years and not be missed like that. Now, it is important. It's very important because each of us are meant to live a life that matters. So it doesn't matter who you are. When you and I die, we hope that someone will notice our absence, not in 4 years' time like that poor man who had no one to really miss him. Surely, we can all make some impression in life. So what does it mean to live a life that matters, that makes some sort of impression? How do I do that? Well, today and tomorrow I want to look at this business of a life that matters. So how do you live a life that matters? Who in all of history has made the biggest mark in the world? Who's made the biggest difference? Well, I think the answer, as far as I'm concerned, is very clear. Jesus Christ. Because in Romans 10:13 in the New Testament, it says, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Now, you talk about wanting to make a difference. That's the greatest difference of all. It doesn't get any better than that. Taking us from death to life, from darkness to light, from endless despair to everlasting hope. Anyone who calls on his name will be saved. That's what Jesus Christ accomplished through his death and resurrection. But even beyond that, nobody else in all history even comes close to accomplishing what Jesus did in the 3 short years of his life before he died, or even what his followers have accomplished since that time. Now, I wonder if you could consider for a moment all the good things that have been initiated and accomplished by Christian people all through the years. Now, Abraham Lincoln, for example, was guided by his Christian convictions, and he was often found on his knees praying. Martin Luther King was a Baptist preacher. We have people like William Wilberforce, another Christian. He was a British parliamentarian who led for decades this fight that put the end of the slave trade throughout the British Empire. So go back further than that. Go back to the Roman times. The slavery was essentially ended in the Roman Empire because of people who believed in Jesus Christ. And of course, many humanitarian organizations in the world were started by churches. Of course, it's not just a recent thing because, as I said, these Christ followers have had a history of being the first to respond to disasters. And you've got orphanages started by Christ followers. I want to just take this a little bit further tomorrow. Heavenly Father, thank you for people who care. There are people, Lord, who've touched the lives of others in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for them. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.